We have multiple special guests on this particular edition, and when that is the case, then I like to have you introduce yourself.
Yeah, this is Luke with Public Health, Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services, and I'm also representing the Friends of the Jackson County Trails.
I'm Bill Swan. I work for Avangrid out at the wind farms by Trimont, and I'm here on behalf of the Jackson County Disc Golf League.
And there is a spooktacular family-friendly evening that is coming up in mid-October that we're talking about today.
Yeah, too bad you weren't more spooky with that, Kempson, right? But but yes, this is something, just maybe a brief history, something that we thought about doing last year, but of course it was last October and Halloween kind of came and went. So we kind of have been doing some planning over the past few months now, to do something fun, behind Nelson Creek Trail with the disc golf. It's a course, it's a really nice course, open space. So things are now starting to come together, and we're looking at October 16th as the main date, with a rain date or snow date, hopefully it doesn't snow, but with a makeup date on October 17th. And this will be, again, behind Minnesota West with the Disc Golf League and along the Nelson Creek Trail.
So the Disc Golf League is usually a Thursday night adventure, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Good observation, by the way. That is correct. And for us, the Disc Golf League, the summer events will be coming to a close. As we know, it's going to be getting a little bit dark, which is actually going to cater well to this Halloween event that we've got planned, starting out at 4 p.m. And getting some community seniors involved out there with some golf cart rides. Thanks to the Jackson Golf Course for pushing those out to us to use. And then that'll go till 5:30 p.m. And then from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m., we're going to have everybody out there participating in a lot of little different craft-type tables. There'll be a people mover ride around the course itself. And then just an opportunity for the community to kind of come together, connect with everybody, promote Jackson, and this hopefully annual event that we're kicking off this year.
I agree. I think it'll be a great opportunity for folks to get out, connect with each other. Bill mentioned some of the folks who are going to be helping. So like Minnesota West is offering us to use their parking lot. We realize it is MEA week or weekend, so the college won't be in session. So it's a perfect timing for us to then do this event, and also for maybe folks who don't go out on a vacation or a trip, they have something to do, of course, back in Jackson as well. The college has been great. The students from JCC, the Key Club, for example, is going to be helping with this. He mentioned the golf course is going to lend some of their carts for the senior rides. So, the Pines, for example, will have opportunities for the seniors or really anybody who might have maybe like a mobility issue will have an opportunity then to, use the ride. And then the People Mover, that's going to be used donated for the night by the fairgrounds. So we're going to have that up and running. I'm trying to think of some other things, face painting. I believe some of the college students with, the cosmetology department will be helping with that. The Jackson Kiwanis is going to be helping out as well. The different, craft events, stuff like that. There's maybe a little bit more to come with all of them. Each we kind of have putting together like a map of the different little activities that'll be happening throughout the evening.
What's the intensity level of the haunting going to look like? Is it going to be pretty laid back?
That's a great question too. And for this first year here, and I'll say first year because there's always an opportunity to expand on what we're doing. But it's family fun, so let's bring the little ghouls and goblins out there in their costumes, have them kind of walk through a short wooded trail. I don't think is going to be very, very scary. We're not going to have anybody jumping out or causing any unrest amongst the seniors who are out touring through there. So this year it's kind of about fun. There'll be a little bit of candy, but more focused on crafts and things that they're going to be able to do. Some activities they can take home and keep themselves, maybe entertained and busy. And then get out there with the community as a whole, take advantage of the beautiful trails that are out there, give people that maybe haven't seen the Nelson Creek Trail area And the disc golf course itself, which I'm a little biased, but I think it's probably the most beautiful area in the city. Give everybody a chance to kind of take advantage of the space that is the communities to have. So not too crazy on the scary side, more aimed at fun. And, you know, I'm going to push Luke and the rest of the team that maybe next year we maybe expand on that, and we'll see where that takes us.
Yeah. If someone's hearing about this for the first time and maybe they want to get involved as a volunteer or something like that, what are some places to reach out or find out more?
No, that's a good question. You know, I suppose if folks want to, say, call, for example, they can just call me at my office. It's 507-847-6930. That would probably be the easiest way. I know for, you know, you actually bring up a good point. I know earlier on with this discussion, like the city of Windham had an interest in this. I remember, you know, they have the bark building, and over the years they've had like a haunted bark building. So they've even brought up about us being able to utilize some of their, you know, displays, equipment that they have at the bark for maybe the next year. So a little bit maybe more haunted in the years to come, but I think we'll always have a family-friendly component as this, you know, continues on.
So different communities even coming together too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been been really great support, or at least a showing of support from Hillary Mathis, the mayor of Windham over there. And of course, they had a really successful venture up there at the bark. And they've got props. They've got individuals who are willing to dress up and, you know, jump out at people and provide that extra bit of scare and exhilaration and get the blood flowing, perhaps. And like Luke said too, I think the focus here is family. It's family friendly. But there might be a choose path A or path B in the future as we look to expand this. And, you know, path A being what it will reflect what it is kind of this year and hopefully will always be going forward. And then path B might be something where you might want to gear yourself up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess another thing that, you know, as this evolves too, I think we kind of brought this up at the beginning of putting this all together, but having even like a costume contest and maybe doing some prizes as well. So, you know, even for this year, you know, when the promotion starts to really come along through the remainder of this month into early October, I'm sure we'll have some promotion, you know, like best dressed or something, you know, along those lines.
So keep an eye out for all that as well. We're getting out there kind of early to some extent, like it's only getting into the middle part of September, actually early September, really. Yeah. And so, you know, several weeks away still, but at least getting the word out there. And also in mid-October, the Jackson Disc Golf League will be having their own event that same weekend.
I wasn't ready for that segue, but I do appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to be doing another small tournament open to the public. October 18th, we'll provide some more details on our Jackson County Disc Golf League page and hopefully get those promoted on the local Facebook pages, Instagram, you know, that type of thing as well. It'll be a fun event. Hopefully we'll have some teaching opportunities out there, be able to provide some discs for some families that want to come out and take advantage, if not doing the tournament itself, but just kind of showing up and learning how to throw, learning how to play the game, and take advantage of the area and the space, which is always open year round if you want to go out there when it's cold. But then hopefully join our league and come out there and show us how to throw after they learn and get good at it.
So as people are gearing up for Halloween, this is when this will fall, of course. So one more run through kind of the date and the time and the location so people know.
Yes. Yep. So it'll be on October 16th is the main date. We'll have like maybe a rain makeup date on the 17th. Hopefully it doesn't rain either of the days. And then it'll be from 4 to 5:30, kind of more for the seniors because of, you know, just with their schedule, it might be more suitable, right? And then from 5 to 8 will be kind of be for everyone. You know, there will be the golf courts available again for folks who might have the mobility issues. So a special thanks to the, you know, golf course for kind of letting us borrow them, right? And then it'll be for parking. You can park at Minnesota West, you know, their big parking lot. And then we'll have like a staging area, you know, with like directions on where to go. And then majority of the event will be, you know, along the Nelson Creek Trail and then then in the disc golf course area.
The Haunted Halloween Walk coming up on the 16th of October. The Jackson Disc Golf Club, Friends of the Jackson County Trails, and all their friends as well that are putting that on. Any other thoughts from either of you?
Just real quick. I mean, it takes a community to bring an event like this together. So I just want to shout out to Luke and the Friends of the Jackson County Trails. If you're not on Facebook following them, please do that. Feel free to follow us at the Jackson County Disc Golf League. Thanks again to the Jackson Golf Course, Kiwanis, JCC Key Club, the Fair Board, Randy and the Jackson City Park Team, and all of the other volunteers are going to help coordinate to this to make it a great event for the attendees. And then thank you for your time today.
Absolutely. Hopefully it's a ton of fun.
Well, hopefully you come out, Kemps, and you can dress up in something. Yeah,
yeah, hopefully not too scary. We'll see. And I'll work on my spooktacular part of it as well. Thank you so much to both of you. That's Luke Ewald and Bill Swan giving us some time and telling us about that Haunted Halloween Walk that is coming up in the middle of October.